This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I want to mention something simply because if you follow me on Lock and Load, you know that over the course of last week, I brought something up that a lot of people have decided to try to walk back. I'm not going to try. There is a, and I'll be kind here, there is an instructor out there named Rob Pincus. And Rob has in his head that he is a, I don't know, like he's some higher consciousness or some mensa mind when it comes to gun topics and gun issues and stuff such as that. And Rob, like all of us, you know, over the course of time, he's been right, he's been wrong. I mean, I've been right, I've been wrong. That's not something that is unique or exclusive to anybody if they get out there and they decide to do something publicly. However, the big difference here is that I don't throw up something and I don't participate in things that might make it seem like I'm against the right to keep and bear arms. Now, Mr. Pincus was interviewed by Fox News over the phone, and in the interview, in the original interview, the quote was that, and I'm paraphrasing, he sort of understood that if you stuck a shotgun out the window and pulled the trigger on it and fired a couple of rounds, it probably bad guys trying to break into your house would probably run away. Which is that was the advice that the then Vice President Joe Biden gave to America when he was on his AR-15 crusade, anti-AR-15 crusade, and nobody in the tactical community advocates for that. Now, of course, his claim is that he didn't advocate for that too, but I mean. Here's the thing. The problem I have with Mr. Pincus is he's constantly getting out there and making a bunch of statements. And then we look at him and we, and when I say we, I mean, it's not just me. There's many people that look at what he says. And, we look at what he says and then we ask him about what he says. Or I've given him a chance to come on my show one time. He's never getting another chance. Ask him what he said. Ask him why he said it. And then he says, well, I didn't say that. And then you look at it, and like if it's on his Twitter or if he's being quoted or whatever, he's always having to walk something back. And he does seemingly enjoy, and right now there's going to be, within the gun media, there's going to be signs right now that are being taken where people are going to be saying, hey, he did say it, and there's going to be others saying, no, he didn't really say that. And here's the thing. With as many things as we got going on, and I mean, I have my own opinions as to what he's trying to do and what he's trying to accomplish. I mean, at SHOT Show in 2020, I was approached by a representative wanting to know if I wanted to interview Rob Pincus and Dan Gross, the former president of the Brady campaign. Now, of course, I wanted to interview them. I wanted to see what the heck they were trying to sell at SHOT Show. And because they were, I think Mr. Pincus has a gun rights organization that he calls 2AO.org. Because they were going to advocate for that, they were kicked off of the kicked off of Radio Row altogether. So I never got to do the interview. But Rob seems to feel like he knows more than all of us. All of us. And I'm not going to start dropping names. I'm only going to say, you know, I'm only telling you what I've been involved in. The people that the other people he's been involved with, if they ever want to bring it up, that's fine. But that's the problem. We are still being polite in this fight. And make no mistake about it. It is a fight to keep gun rights. It shouldn't be a fight to keep gun rights. It should be a settled topic. We should be moving on to things like the national debt and fighting against the climate change nonsense. But no. We have to continue to fight to try to just maintain gun rights. And when we have supposedly one who wants to say that he's one of our own, getting out there and throwing out things that, you know, and this is what I'm going to say about the Fox News interview. Only he and the interviewer knows what was said. And the article since then, which what I should have done is I should have saved the article. I should have copied and pasted the article, but I did not. That was changed the very next day, and all the things that he said, which it was more than one, all the things that he said, they had either been rephrased. It was like he was re-interviewed. Now, to this point, I have a colleague at Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman, a guy I think very highly of, and he prefers to go cautiously into these kind of things, and I sort of get it. But the original version of the article that came out on Fox News stated, from Pincus, Biden many years ago made a statement about going outside and firing a shotgun up in the air if somebody's trying to break into your home. What he said last Friday is really very closely related to that concept, which is if you're going to use a gun, you don't have to use it to kill someone. There's other ways to somehow use a gun to defend yourself. And that is anathema to people in the training community, whether it's law enforcement, military, civilian, defensive shooting. I have to admit that Biden's right. If somebody were trying to break into your home and you stick a shotgun out of the window and fire rounds to the air, that person is probably going to leave. But then, things began to change because then things began to push back. So he sent, Mr. Pincus sent to Fox News. I read your article on the shooting and wound issue and I thought it was overall fair, peace, and well written. But I've come under a bunch of heat for what I believe to be a partial quote from our phone conversation that apparently leaves the very wrong impression that I endorsed the idea of firing warning shots. In the article, you correctly share that I reluctantly have to admit that psychological stops are a reality and that shooting a gun in the air might very well lead to an attacker who didn't know you had a gun running away. I followed that acknowledgement up with a very clear refutation of the idea that it is anything but reckless to fire bullets in the air as a warning. Not surprisingly, there are people in the gun community who are more than happy to willfully ignore 20 years of work promoting responsible defense of gun use and simply see that I was quoted on Fox as agreeing with Biden. And so then they rewrote the article. And that's the thing. That's the thing with Rob. He's always a victim. He never wants to own up to what he has. So I stand behind what he said. Once again. He's accused me of mischaracterizing him before in the past, and all I've told him before is, Rob, I'm just quoting you. So, if that were to come up, now you know my position. I back down not an inch. Not an inch. This doesn't change any friendships with me or anybody, as far as I'm concerned. It may with them, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll definitely see. But we have enough real fights to fight without somebody getting out there and trying to make some mileage to do something else, which I'm not even going to get into conjecture what that might be. Not going to do it. But I stand by what I said last week. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now that I've started the show off, I hope that wasn't interpreted as me throwing a fit. I wasn't really throwing a fit. Now, where we are today, at this particular point in time, I don't think it makes sense for Fox News to keep bringing Geraldo Rivera on to talk about 2A issues either. Even if his role is to serve as a foil and a verbal punching bag for the conservative hosts on the channel. And yet, they do it all the time. Fox News' Geraldo Rivera, we get this, Fox News' Geraldo Rivera putting exclamation point on a gun debate Tuesday with host Sean Hannity by brandishing what appeared to be a rifle or musket. Off camera, he looks off camera during the interview, says, "Give me that rifle." And he grabbed an antique firearm and held it up. "This is what weapons look like," he said, as he drew laughter from Hannity and another Fox News colleague, Pete Hegseth. "This is what they looked like when the Second Amendment was passed. This is what they look like." Hannity said with a smile, "You're going to get arrested in New York for having that. I'm just warning you right now." Rivera said, "You want to own this? You can own this. You can load it. You can do whatever you want with it." Hannity said, "That's very cute." Now, Geraldo Rivera, in other news, quite hypocritically, is a gun owner. And he got to choose the gun he owns. He was trying to illustrate, though, that the Second Amendment didn't cover modern firearms capable of mass killings when the amendment was ratified in 1791. He believes that AR-15s go far beyond self-defense. But Sean Hannity owns multiple AR-15s. Pete Hegseth owns multiple AR-15s. And his argument to these two basically went nowhere. They tried to shame him for not knowing what AR stands for, which AR stands for Armalite Rifle. Now, Rivera, originally when he was on the five, he smugly told Greg Gutfeld it stood for automatic rifle. Now, Hannity smugly informed Rivera what that which he already knew, which that he had never fired one. And they were using him as a punchline, which is, it's fine if you want to do this, but this is the thing, and I really have trouble with this. In an era, in 2010, when they would discuss gun control in Congress, I would call the Congress people that were allowing it, and I would raise the roof. I would be like, "Why are you guys even considering it?" And for, like, Lindsey Graham's office, that would be considered like some sort of 3D chess game, where they really enjoyed it when they brought it up, because then they got to show so many things. And for me, I sit there and I'm like, well, item number one, don't you guys have bigger issues to actually worry about? Especially since you guys aren't going to let it go anywhere. But what about the optics of what goes on out there? Because here's the problem with the Rob Pincuses of the world and the Lindsey Grahams of the world and all these other people. When the news covers them, they're going to get edited. And then the reshaped quotes, the reshaped taglines, the reshaped answers are all going to be paraded out in front of a portion of America that doesn't pay attention to what actually happens. A portion of America that doesn't actually do something, anything closely related to critical thinking. Now, while they're having this discussion, Hannity, Hegseth, neither one of them referenced the 2008 Heller decision, where the court pointed out that bans on handguns, even those that weren't around in 1791, are unconstitutional because handguns are in common use by law-abiding Americans. Then they did not mention Caetano versus Massachusetts, where they considered a ban on stun guns, of which there was only 200,000 in Massachusetts at the time. They considered those to be in common use and therefore could not be banned and covered by the Second Amendment. Now, with the AR-15, where the number I keep seeing being trotted out is 20-25 million. Let's go with that. If 200,000 stun guns is common use, what's 25 million AR-15s? Would that, you think, be common use? But instead of saying that, which would have been a definitive thing to put out on the news, since they're on the news and people are watching the news and impressionable people are watching the news and they're watching to see what Geraldo's got to say about it, because, of course, he's just such an unimpeachable source. Instead of doing that and throwing out a bunch of things that would actually indicate, you know, that this is actually sort of a settled issue, and keep the continual rehashing, and this is just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. Instead of doing that, they, you know, instead of doing that, they just have fun with Rivaldo. Rivaldo, he's always revolving. Geraldo. And I don't expect entertainers, which is what Hannity and Hegseth are. I don't expect them to go into the finer details of the Heller decision. But they could have at least pointed out the Supreme Court says Rivera is wrong when it comes to the arms protected by the Second Amendment. Instead of, or in addition to, mocking his overall ignorance and unfamiliarity with the particular firearm that he doesn't like, which he owns guns. Although it is pointed out to him that he got to pick his gun. Which is, you know, that's that is a viable thing to point out. But it was lost on him. Of course I got to pick my gun. I'm a rational human being. I'm a this, I'm a that. Really? Okay. So, herein lies the rub with this. Whenever you've got people that are either influential or supposedly from our side, or whatever it's going to be. Remember this, whenever somebody goes up and gets interviewed by somebody else, whenever, especially when it's a general, it fits into this general category of conservative talk, quote-unquote conservative talk, which is what everybody seems to think Fox News is. I happen to think Fox News is run by Democrats, to be honest with you. But whatever you think Fox News is, whenever they get out there and do that, they're going to get edited. And then there's going to be a version that meets certain criteria that's going to be presented to the public. So getting out there and doing that is a wasted exercise. It invites ridicule. And it may cause you to look really, really bad in your chosen niche. And, you know, this is not rocket science. That I'm describing. This is not rocket science at all. This is simply the way it is. Like it or not. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Memphis police releasing four videos from a January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. Nichols spending 3 days in the hospital before he died due to his injuries. Five Memphis police officers were fired and now face numerous charges, including murder. Here's Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland on the timing of the release of the video.
We wanted to ensure the proper legal steps were followed, and that the family of Mr. Nichols had an opportunity to view the video footage privately before we released it to the public.
The U.S. Marine Corps base Camp Pendleton temporarily closing its main gate after a driver attempted to ram their vehicle into the security barriers last night. It is unclear why that driver attempted to gain access. Three people have died, at least one person missing, as a result of torrential rain that has caused major flooding and numerous evacuations in New Zealand. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Vice President Kamala Harris isn't a fan of the Second Amendment. That was clear during her failed presidential campaign. It was clear during her time in the state of California. And she's now the vice president to another rabid anti-gunner. So it's no surprise in the aftermath of two shootings in her home state that she'd call for more gun control. Vice President, she arrived outside of the Star Ballroom Dance Studio in Monterey Park Wednesday night, stopping to take a look at each of the victims' names and pictures from Saturday's deadly mass shooting before placing a bouquet in front of the memorial and, of course, getting a picture taken doing it. She told reporters that the nation is mourning the loss of the 11 people killed and 9 others injured, while also advocating for stricter gun control laws. And she said, tragically, we keep saying the same things. Congress must act. Should they? Yes. Can they? Yes. And do what exactly, Madam Vice President? Because California has it all. California has extensive gun control laws, none of which did a blasted thing to prevent either of the shootings we've seen there recently. Not a thing. So what is it they should do? You see, it's clear to many that if California's gun laws were unable to prevent such a shooting, then maybe we need to focus on something else instead. The biggest mass murder, the biggest single mass murder in recent history, did not use a gun. He used a moving truck and fertilizer and fuel oil. And it was a very evil thing. And Oklahoma City was good evidence that evil people will do evil things in whatever way they want. So it makes sense to try to focus our attention on preventing people from becoming evil as best we can. And that looks different for different kinds of violence. Many criminals aren't necessarily evil, but feel like they're desperate. Others feel slighted and think there's no other alternative to violence as a response. With rampage killers, there's as different there's as many different motivations as there are as there have been rampage killers, and we know even less about them. We generally don't understand what makes them tick, but we are starting to ask questions. Now, the Secret Service has undertaken a study where they found that a quarter of mass shooters believe in some kind of conspiracy theory. And we live now in an age where today's conspiracy theory is tomorrow's headline. But some of these go beyond that. It appears that there's a bit of a link between being open to the idea that the earth is flat with potentially becoming a mass shooter. But I don't know how much of one. We know that rampage killers come from broken homes as well. There's a lot of things we know about them. There's a few common denominators. But we're just starting to get a glimpse under the hood, so to speak. But if she wants Congress to act, if the vice president wants Congress to act, then that's where their efforts should lie. We are not going to agree on assault weapon bans or magazine restrictions. We have a few of them that are out there that have actually, not killed themselves. And they've been captured, and we can look at them. We can ask them questions. We can study them. We can try to figure out what it is about them, what it was about what they were doing that caused them to do what they wanted to do, what they ended up doing. And we got to do that. And even if all guns vanish tomorrow, we're still going to have evil and moving trucks and fertilizer. We need to take all of this into consideration because I'm under no illusion here about why they do some of the things they do. It has nothing to do with your public safety. It has nothing to do with wanting to solve this issue. It has everything to do with wanting to be in charge of everything you do. But if we're going to actually have the conversation, let's at least come at it from a different angle. And I don't know, maybe that'll put them off, knock them off their stride. Right now we've got the whole thing happening with the stabilizer brace thing. And a lot of people are asking questions about it because now a lot of people are considering that they're going to have to move into the NFA ecosystem, if you will. And so they're asking questions. And because they're asking questions, there's been an answer that has been proffered, and it is leading to more questions. Because now we have reports that they have changed their rules for possession of NFA items. Popped up on Twitter and other social media platforms. And the controversy was stoked by a new entry in the facts section of their e-form site. And the question reads, if I am the registered owner of an NFA item, can someone else shoot my item in my presence? Answer, no. Only responsible persons listed in the approved registration may have physical or constructive possession of the NFA item. Now, this is a fact, right? This is an answer to a question online. This is like getting that, going on Best Buy and going into the chat there. This appears to signal a change in their policy that was not accompanied by an update to ATF regulations or changes in federal law. Bearing Arms reached out to them for clarification and let the NSSF know about this, but here's what we found out. From the NSSF, they reached out to the ATF, and the ATF response was as followed. The Q&A currently listed in the eForms account is incorrect. In this scenario, the registered owner of the NFA weapon is co-located with the firearm, and thus no transfer has occurred. However, if the person firing the NFA weapon is prohibited from possessing the firearm, there could be a GCA violation. We are working to correct the site as quickly as possible. So, of course, okay, there's an answer for you. But the thing becomes, what does the ATF, what do they have to say directly when not having the NSSF in the middle? So, and here's a reason this is important. First of all, a lot of us actually may be in possession of NFA items very shortly, and then other people are going to want to try it out, you know. That's always been legal. Additionally, you can go to places and rent fully automatic firearms and shoot them. Las Vegas, it's a cottage industry in Las Vegas. All kinds of weapons. I mean, big guns. Big guns, big crew served guns. And, this is another, I kind of wish it was true because it'd be another instance of them, taking a bunch of, people doing something legal and, turning it into, turning a bunch of people into felons. And, you know, every time they do that, they weaken themselves. The ATF is headed for a showdown in the Supreme Court. And when they emerge from that, they're not going to be in charge of nothing. Every time they want to make a change, they're going to be going to Congress going, could you pass a law so we could regulate it? We're supposed to be the enforcement arm of what you pass, so you guys need to pass this law. Would you do it? That's what's going to happen before it's over with, because the ATF has become an activist, politicized, weaponized organization, and they're all coming against you. They're all coming against everything you own, and no matter what it is. If they say it's innocuous today, they're coming for it later. They just don't think that's the low-hanging fruit. So, yeah. The AFT. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. We've had this novel idea that there's a category of violence that is worse somehow because it's done with a gun, and it's called gun violence. Gun violence is worse than knife violence or jagged glass violence or fertilizer violence or brick violence or baseball bat violence. It's the worst kind of violence there is. It's the term, though, that the media absolutely loves to use to talk about violent crime. And in fairness, a lot of violent crime is carried out with a firearm. And that's because they are the best weapon that most of us can obtain. And it's why we as citizens want to hold on to them. But in many places, there's long been a push to restrict these. But you know that already. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. But you also know that the places most likely to push gun control are Democratic-run states and cities. They claim that gun control makes the nation safer. And all of them have enacted their own little Fife-centric gun control scheme. According to a new study, though, that hasn't worked. And this coming from Wallet Hub. Wallet Hub cities with the biggest homicide rate problems study is out and suggests that Blue City residents have a higher chance of becoming a homicide victim. The homicide rate in the U.S. has seen a rapid increase during the past few years, and in this study, Wallet Hub compared 45 of the largest U.S. cities based on per capita homicides in the fourth quarter 2022, as well as some other time frames in the fourth quarter. The top five worst cities for homicide, beginning with number one, are Atlanta, Baltimore, Detroit, Las Vegas, and Kansas City, Missouri. The top five best cities for homicide rates, beginning with number 41, are Scottsdale, Arizona, Anchorage, Alaska, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, and St. Petersburg, Florida. The list is dominated by cities with strong Democrat governments, with the only Republican city within the top 10 being Jacksonville, Florida, at number 9. The only other two Republican-controlled cities that make the list are Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, at number 27, and Fort Worth, Texas, at number 43. Of the 45 spots on the list of worst cities, only 19 come from red states. The rest come from blue ones. And it would actually be too easy just to sit here and point out and laugh at the Democrats in these cities and say that gun control didn't work because, well, what they did didn't work. But not all of the cities in the top five have local gun control laws on the books. Atlanta is in Georgia, which has preemption. And Las Vegas is in Nevada, which has preemption. They can't pass their own gun control. And that's important to note because the issue is far more complex than simple gun control equals gun violence. If it were that simple, that would be great. We could just point to that all day long. And I mean, people would actually begin to understand that. But because of the nuance, that means nothing is ever cut and dried. And that's kind of the problem. Gun violence is generally touted as needing only one potential solution, and that is gun control. But this list strongly suggests that while it doesn't automatically mean your city will be violent, it's pretty clear that it just doesn't work. Which begs the question, if it doesn't work, why do it? Because we're talking about a constitutionally protected right, after all. We're not talking about your right to have a car. We're not talking about your right to have an apartment. We're not talking about your right to live without fear, which are all made-up nebulous rights as well. Why would you restrict it if these laws simply don't accomplish what they're meant to accomplish? And, well, first, gun violence permeates our American cities, and the current crop of efforts, including gun control, isn't going to accomplish much. But there's a bigger picture at play, okay? So allow me to take you down this rabbit hole real quick before we run out of time. Because you got thousands of people working like diabolical ants so you can be reborn in their diabolical image. They have a secret weapon they employ against this. By tearing up the railroad tracks and burning bridges and putting sugar in our gas tanks, they plan to ensure that there's no going back to our old way. In a page out of history, Cortez burned his ships when he reached the New World to make a point. There was no going back for them either. And the destroyers know that they have limited time to do their mischief before they find out. Once the light shines on them, like cockroaches, they'll scurry to the darkest recesses they can find. Those people know the clock is ticking, and it is getting harder and harder to hide the damage they're doing to us all. And has the damage been enough to us to keep us from turning back the clock? They have an annual January convention right out in the open. It's called the World Economic Forum. It holds its annual conclave in Davos, Switzerland, to make decisions about its carefully curated world. We don't get invited. John Kerry, Janet Yellen, and at least 10 other U.S. government official types attended, along with despots and thieves and Hollywood types and green mailers. In a place where globalism and climate change come together, over 1,000 governmental and private aircraft landed to discuss eliminating your fossil fuel footprint. They don't set a good example for mere mortals. Rather, as the elite, they will always exempt themselves for what they mandate for others. Do as I say, not as I do. So, the following concepts and principles will make it hard to return to the America of our forefathers. Patriotism. Patriotism has been refashioned it's now the new anti-woke. And the Atlantic put out an article, it's okay to be a patriot, not a nationalist. But I'm a nationalist and I'm a patriot. So anyway, politics in America, one word describes us, which is divided. How did we get this divided, angry, and self-destructive? Is this something new, or has it always been this way? It's not something new. This is due to the stridence of individuals, and it frequently relates to their party affiliation. Democrats tend to go to hard left. Therefore, those with a strong affinity to the Democrat Party are pulled in that direction. My bias is towards traditional thinking. America first. Liberty, you know, that kind of thing. I don't like to make a fast radical change. I'm a little apprehensive of what's happened to the Democrat Party. They've gone a little too extreme. I don't know how we deal with them peacefully, if you understand what I'm saying. Morality. Those working to destroy us don't want a strongly ethical country. We always come back to the obvious: morality and ethics are essential to keep us on the straight and narrow. But we live in a world now where 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 2 anymore. Prosecutors don't even prosecute theft or hit and run or assault in some jurisdictions now. Then there's debt, and we have arrived at Armageddon. We've reached a point where the financial standing of our country has to come into question. Our ability to be subverted by malign actors is ever-present as we face the reality of being an extreme debtor nation. Our families and religion. Well, that's, you know, what is a family now? And religion is just this old dogma. Education. Well, that's always good. That's good for indoctrination. Energy. Energy. You know, they keep jacking up the fuel requirements and everything else. And before long, a car maker is going to have no choice but to actually make an electric car to try just to meet within that. And then there's the media. Media, very culpable. They've gone hard left. Hard left. And those are the categories that fit as to why they go for things like gun control. And banning gas stoves. Within all of those selected categories are the actions and policies undertaken to reduce your freedom by dragging us along this hidden path of no return, where they want to see us all entrapped in a dystopian world of horrors. Now, I myself like the world I fought for, that I gave up my youth for, that I continue to push for, that the greatest generation, so many of them died for. I prefer that world. The only way back from all of this is an understanding of what the destroyers are doing. You have to understand that. You have to understand why. I'm going to tell you why. They're doing it because they want to control every facet of your life. And now we have all been warned. I'll be back next week between now and then. If you would do me one very good favor, stay awake, stay aware. Critical thinking. Throw it into gear. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.